Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The rain has ended, but residents and disaster officials continue to grapple with the wettest March in state history. Roads are closed, rivers continue to swell, some will crest today, others this weekend. In the town of Wayland, the water has led the town to call on a new mode of transportation, as it has a couple of times in all the rain this month. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
A duck boat painted in the stars and stripes, one of the very same amphibious vehicles that normally take quacking tourists around Boston, is taking people to and from their homes along Pelham Island Road. Mike Murphy is driving the boat.
It's a little different from the tours in Boston.
Well, you know, a lot similar, riding around in circles.
I'm sure you're getting much greater appreciation from people.
Yes, the people are very, very thankful that we're here to help them get back and forth to the houses, yes.
Residents of the area may soon have to leave their houses. They've received a letter warning them that they might be evacuated. People who live along the road get to look out onto the Great Meadows National Wildlife Refuge. But when it floods, the waters engulf their neighborhood. As Elise Katz takes in the watery panorama from her duck boat commute, she sees an upside.
Well, it's pretty amazing. We've seen muskrat and beavers and turtles. My son canoed home from school one day with friends, so...
Evacuation would be a first for Roberta Wombolt.
I've lived here for 52 years. But as long as we have the duck boat, and this is good, it's too deep for the school bus anymore.
Every Wednesday, Wombolt takes her brother, who has cancer, to the Dana-Farber Institute. Last week, he was put on hospice care, so yesterday she was picking him up to take him out to lunch. Wombolt hopes the town keeps the duck boat for a while, but residents have been told they only get it until tomorrow. The town is paying $2,400 a day for the boat and crew. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.